This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, WatchAndWager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA.
Talking with Bill Farish from Lane's End here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Yesterday, you had a really nice video presentation for the media. And in that presentation, your father, Will, said that he had been looking for many years for a European champion that pushed all the buttons to stand here in the United States. What made Noble Mission the right choice?
Well, you're always looking for top horses, and he'd been looking for a top son of Galileo sort of dream of having one with this kind of pedigree, and being a full brother to a horse like Frankel is just beyond what you hope to find. But having him finish his career as a champion and all the boxes that he checks, I mean, you know, as you saw, he's a gorgeous animal, and with that pedigree and three Group One wins and a championship is amazing. So really, everything has to fall in place to get one like him, and luckily it did.
Talk a little bit more about his pedigree, Bill. Not only a son of Galileo, but inbred further back to Northern Dancer. Why is that significant?
Well, I think it's just proven over and over again how that cross has worked. And as Mike Ryan said in that video, to have Galileo on the top and Dane Hill on the bottom, two most dominant European stallions of this generation, is just incredible.
Standing top runners from Europe certainly isn't without precedent here in the United States, and it's proven very successful, I guess most recently with a horse like Giant's Causeway. What impact can a horse like Noble Mission have on the breeding industry here in the States?
Well, I think it can be tremendous because, you know, in Giant's Causeway's case, he was a son of Stormcat, and there were certainly plenty of Stormcat blood already here. But in Noble Mission's case, being a son of Galileo, of a Dane Hill mare the way he is, it opens up almost every American sire line to be bred to him. And the Northern Dancer is further back, so, you know, you can just about breed anything to him, which makes it particularly interesting to breeders, because nobody really knows which Nick is going to work the best, and starting out, they're going to try everything, and that's what we can see in this first book.
Talking with Bill Farish from Lane's End here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, and Bill, I asked you yesterday, and I'm glad you just brought that up, because I asked you that question yesterday when we were standing there about the type of mares that you might look to get to Noble Mission in his first year, and how do you know that you're getting the right type of mare? And I guess it's a little bit of trial and error when you first get started, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Mike. There are things you think will work, and there are nicks that you're anxious to try, but you're crazy not to try a lot of different things in the early years, because you're not sure what's going to work with a particular horse. And we talked a little bit about City Zip and how he's been a surprise in terms of getting turf runners that want to go two turns. That was not something that anybody thought would happen when he retired to stud. So we try to be very open in the first few years and try a lot of different things. And I think, we'll see what the results are with Noble Mission.
What are some of the challenges that you face in marketing a European-raced horse to American breeders?
Well, they're not as great as we thought they might be. I think the American breeders right now are very open and anxious to expand the bloodlines they're breeding to, and just the response to this horse has been so positive and quite overwhelming, really, that it's very encouraging for the future. I don't think that those challenges exist like they were once perceived to.
Well, and we always hear that American breeding is very speed-oriented, and you have the two-year-old in training sales where people can get a quick return on their investment. Is that changing a little bit, in your opinion, Bill?
I don't know if it is or not, but it needs to change some. I think we certainly are more speed-oriented than, say, our European counterparts. But Kentucky's always been a real purist state to breed in. You know, there's the top stallions are really classic stallions. You don't see springing stallions really dominating the sire pages very often. So whereas in other regional markets, it's almost totally speed-oriented. So I think, you know, Kentucky really is a little different, and the classic stallions are the ones that stand for the most money and really do the best in the end.
Noble Mission, owned and bred by Judmont, and I know you're going to receive an awful lot of support from Judmont with their outstanding broodmare band. How important is that to have that partnership and that relationship with an organization like Judmont?
Well, it's vital. They bring so much to the table. They're probably the world's leading breeder over the past 30 years, and to have their support, in, you know, for a young stallion, they're going to breed 15, 20 mares a year to them, is just amazing, and gives a horse a tremendous chance. I mean, we saw with Smart Strike how much Samson's support helped him and really made him at a crucial time in his career. And Marini Arcus' support of King Mambo was vital in his success. And we've seen just with Quality Road this year, the two best horses on the Quality Road were bred by Ned Evans, the man who raced him and bred him. So that kind of support is crucial, and we're thrilled to have them involved with him. Stay involved with him and look forward to that being a big plus for him.
For a horse as accomplished as Noble Mission, I was a bit surprised to see his stud fee at just $25,000. That seems very reasonable to me. How do you go about determining that stud fee for a horse like this in his first year at stud?
Well, you know, it's a bit of a guessing game, but and I think we kind of all collectively in the room felt the same way, that the stud fee seemed a little light. But, you know, when you're starting a horse out, you want people to have as good a feeling about the situation and about their chance to have a successful mating. And I think when horses start out too high, it's very difficult for the breeder to get out. And in this case, you know, I think we feel very good about where he is, and I think the response from breeders has confirmed that.
Well, you can learn more about Noble Mission and all the Lane's End stallions by visiting lanesend.com. And Bill, as always, can't thank you enough for spending a little time with me here on the show. And thank you for all your support of this program. Of course, all presented by Lane's End here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Really do appreciate it. Keep up the great work and continued success.
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
All right. Happy holidays.